sporting events like this is really just amazing for our state. Maybe some folks will get off of I-95 or off of the Amtrak and stop in Delaware as they're passing through these days.
Love that. I know you probably don't want to confine yourself to one person in particular, but will you be rooting for any one player maybe, or have some fandom to anybody
Scottie Scheffler? I'll be thinking of Ed Porky Oliver, who was a Delawarean who was the Western Open champion back in 1941. There's a great book out right now by John Riley about Ed and what he calls golf's greatest generation. So those players who played before World War II and many of them went and served overseas, including Porky Oliver. He caddied so appropriately at the old Wilmington Country Club, which is the golf course now named after him. And so the idea that that Western Open was a big part of his career as a winning the championship there. Now we've got the BMW here. It benefits caddies. He was a caddy. It all fits together. Really exciting for the state of Delaware.
Excellent. Gentlemen, go. By all means, chime in.
Economic development, Governor. You can't pay for this kind of
money. You really can't. You really can't. And again, that's why it's so exciting. Obviously, tourism is a big part of our economy here in Delaware, and there's going to be an opportunity for so many people to see the Jackie Kennedy thing just at Winterthur, just down the street, and you know, enjoy the great restaurants, all the things happening down on the riverfront. It's going to be a really exciting time for our state.
It really is twofold on the economic front, though. I mean, you have the impact of all the visitors initially, but then the follow-through with, you know, gee, maybe we should go there.
Yeah, I think that's even more important. You know, there's a big direct impact, as you say, with people coming here and staying here and bringing their dollars here. But then you have an awareness of what a special place Delaware is. I think we've gotten a lot of that benefit because of COVID. People are looking for places that were not quite as congested, densely populated as some of the big cities. We actually have some jobs coming into our state, leaking out of places like Greater New York City and Baltimore, Metro Baltimore, Washington, which we've been a beneficiary of. So this kind of awareness, I think helps that and it puts us on the map to a certain extent.
Have you played golf here? And do you have any great golf stories?
I do not have any great golf stories. I'm sitting there listening to these guys talk about how they try to make sure they don't get in trouble with their shots or they get a particular placement. I just try to hit the ball straight. And the idea that they're hitting the ball off the tee over 300 yards is mind-boggling to me. And they have to move the tee boxes back. The course was built for folks that were hitting it 250 to 275, I guess. I've never seen a 275-yard drive in my game. I play a different game than these guys do. I'm convinced. And my shots are way harder, by the way. I get a lot more of them, and they're way harder than they, you know, shooting at, taking a shot out of the middle of the fairway.
Is Wilmington one of your favorite clubs in the state of Delaware?
Absolutely, one of my favorites. I wish I got a chance to play here more often. During COVID, I had my wife bought me a one-year membership to the old Wilmington Country Club, Porky Oliver's golf course. And it really was helpful because for me, late in the day, most of the evening activities were canceled because of COVID. So I would just go out there and actually play by myself. I find I score better when I play by myself. And just was a really good stress reliever for me. And I didn't play much golf as my two sons were growing up, just hard to justify 4 or 5 hours away from the boys, and we were doing other things. So now I'm back into it a little bit, trying to hit the ball straight.
What was your initial reaction when you learned this big event?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just thought it was the best thing on top of, you know, we had the A-10 Women's Basketball Championship here. That was a big deal, and the G League Championship, and lots of other things on the athletic side that were happening. And it was really just icing on top of the cake. The fact that it was the Western Golf Association, which was formerly the Western Open, Porky Oliver's big win back in 1941, was and supporting caddies is a big part of it too.
One real quick question. You mentioned COVID. You kept the golf courses open in other states around the state. And, what was your thinking?
Yeah, so the
you just said you were.
So there were a couple of things that we tried to do. Which, first of all, we tried to be smart about it, right, and keep things open that we felt could. And outdoors was way safer, right? So as long as the clubs would work with us in terms of using carts, and you know, I was the best putter during COVID because they just had these cups that came up at the top. And all you had to do was hit the thing. You didn't have to go in any, you know. I had more one putts than I ever did, you know, just boom. If you ever came up short under COVID, you just weren't getting it. But I can tell you that a lot of golfers from, you know, Chester County, Delaware County, over the line of PA, came over to play at Porky's, where I was playing at the time. And so that was good for us. One of the other big ones was construction. Again, a lot of it outside. We really tried hard to keep it open. New Jersey and Pennsylvania closed briefly. In fact, I'll never forget, I got a call one day from one of our highway contractors and said, you've got to call the governor of Pennsylvania. They've closed down the quarries. We don't have any stone here in Delaware, and we got to shut down all of our road work unless we can get access to quarries in Pennsylvania. I called Governor Wolf. He said, I think we've got waiver opportunities there, and we eventually did get a waiver from that. So, but it was important. You know, those are jobs at stake. You know, we tried to work with the hospitality industry, restaurants in particular, with open outdoor dining. It's a big hit, and has become a thing after COVID kind of subsided a little bit. So, yeah, just trying to be. Look, the hardest thing in COVID was getting people to do things they didn't want to do, and if they thought you were being irrational about it, then that made it harder, right? So we tried to be reasonable about some of the limitations and restrictions that we had. We could do it. It's easier here in a smaller state. We could get all the restaurant people on a call every week, as we did, conference call, and work with them and the chambers and the golf courses and all the rest to try to come up with restrictions that made sense, that were protective of public health, but enable people to do as much business as possible under those conditions, and keeping the golf course open.